Welcome, everybody, to Eye on the Ball here on KVOI 1030 AM. It's Wednesday, the third day of the week, and we're going to have a busy day today, Bob. I'm pretty excited about this one.
Tell me all about it.
Well, in about 10 minutes, we're going to have Jay Gonzalez of the Tucson Sugar Skulls call in and talk about the ever-expanding roster that they have. And, in fact, you remember we had the owner and GM, Mike Fader, in town, and they had the open scrimmage?
Well, Mike's a GM. He's GM. Not the owner. Though.
He's the owner.
Because he was from, where's he from? Alabama, Georgia?
Yeah.
A little bit. I remember he had an interesting accent. Kind of a
word. Yeah. Southern. No, the owner, and then we had together.
Right.
So Mike's the executive director. We're going to have Jay Gonzalez, who's the media director. And they had that open trial. Remember they had an open trial?
Yeah.
And a lot of people showed up. Well, they signed their first guy from that. They found somebody.
Who was it? What? They got one guy?
They one guy, yeah.
It's got to be an interesting game with just one guy.
Okay. Well, they have a lot of guys, but this
one
is the local
really,
guy from
really
that.
Really big guy.
Well, he covers the whole line. Well, it's a kid from Sarita. And
nice.
We'll
oh,
talk
good.
More about him when Jake comes on. So they have 20 guys now total, but that one guy from that. Tryout.
Nice.
So it should be interesting.
And a local boy. That's
a local guy. Yeah.
I put some sort of paraphernalia or swag from the Sugar Skulls on a couple of my Christmas lists,
mm-hmm.
including the KVOI one. And then my son asked me the other day. I said something from either the Sugar Skulls or the. I'm trying to remember. There's a AAA ball team in Schenectady, New York, where my family's from, and I put their team down. I forget what they're called.
They always have good names. They have weird names, and they have pretty cool designs.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have him early at about 117, 118, and then we're going to have a very good player at U of A, a friend of mine, I consider a friend of mine, Mike Bibby. At 1:30, I'm hoping that we reach out to him. We communicated yesterday, him and I, and we'll hope he's on for a segment or two. And then at the 2 o'clock hour, we're going to have Rich Tomey, the son of former U of A football coach Dick Tomey. Rich is very active in Phoenix with a lot of different things. He has he's part of a program now that helps coaches and kids. So we're talking about that. But I also want to talk to him how he grew up being Dick Tomey's son and kind of the football, when he grew up around the football program, stuff like that.
Did he
play?
He grew up here.
He grew up here after maybe 12 years old. I can't remember how young he was when he moved here.
How intimidating did he play?
No, he played baseball at U of A.
I was just thinking knowing the way that you ask questions, how intimidating to be his coach, like a local coach.
Yeah. We'll get to that because, I know where you're going with that.
Yeah.
So we'll get to stuff like that because
it's
oftentimes not great to be the son of a coach.
It's like being the son of the boss, and I dealt with that for 15 years because your boy, not only is your dad's eyeball on you, but all the other players.
Are you
workers.
Doing it right? Yeah. Are you being treated fairly, unfairly, yada yada? So it's a busy time right now. A lot of things going on as we speak. The UA women's basketball team is having a game. There might be over by now, and we're going to hear from Jay. Actually, Jay is at the game, working the game for U of A. Maybe we'll ask him to score and see what happened when he calls in about 8 minutes. But a lot of things going on. Best UA basketball tomorrow, Utah Valley. We've talked about that yesterday with press conference. Any other takeaways from that press conference that you saw?
No,
it was pretty sedate, wasn't it?
I know. I gotta buy him a coffee or something. I just want him to raise his voice.
He does. He does when he, you know what he does
on the sideline.
He doesn't, for this. You pick your times when he does.
Sure.
He, you know, very calculating, knows how to, you know, like I told you, knows the answer before you even ask the question, very calculating, very smart, very bright coach, strategizer, you know.
Those are mostly local sportscasters and writers?
In that room?
On Tuesdays. I'm assuming there's nobody else, unless
pretty much.
Had like a Wednesday game.
Pretty much. They're all local people who have been around Sean a long time and or the coaches. And if you heard the sounds of the voices, they, just a couple of people are asking questions.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard
You'd
Matt.
You said like three or four,
maybe? Three or four, right. And then Matt who I had call in later, talked about how they miss me because I ask a lot of the questions while I'm in there. And most of my questions are not about the team, but more about, you know how I ask these questions. They're more about psychology sure. and of the sport rather than ability of the sport.
No, I love those. So a nationally televised game comes in. Does how is he with, say, ABC, good. ESPN saying, hey, can we get 5 minutes? How is he with that? Is he like, I'll give you 30 seconds? Or, because I see they always have like a woman down at courtside as he goes in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Coach, you're down 6 points. How do you feel? it's not how I feel so much as how the team is going to do in the second half, Barbara.
Right. That's funny you say that because I think that's the most worthless interviews ever on the planet of the earth. What are you going to use them for? And what are they going to tell you?
Yeah.
At the halftime, well, what are your adjustments? Well, we're going to play better. Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Yeah, you're up 20 points. How do you feel?
Yeah.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah,
we
expect him to catch up in the second half. You know, come on, really? And who's ever going to use that stuff? It's never used.
Are you saying those communication degrees of those people are going to waste?
No, because they're making a lot of money asking those silly questions. Give me one of those gigs, hey?
So are they requesting, you know, four or 5 minutes, and do they get it by Miller?
Back to your question.
Yeah.
It's a very good question if you're not familiar with what goes on. Those guys come in, the national people come in, mm-hmm. and they get more time than the locals do. It depends who you are and what the purpose of the story is.
And your relationship, I assume,
correct.
That you've built.
Correct. So let's say ESPN, not so much these days, I'm sure, because, you know, his probably dislike for ESPN.
Sure.
But other writers who he has favorites nationally, they get more time than we do on the side because we rarely get news time with him on the side to ask questions. I've done it in the past or tried to because it's important to get – different questions asked, or at least try to get different questions asked. So it's, if you can pull that off, the more power to you. If you're a writer or a reporter, you can request that time from him. He doesn't often have that time. We have a caller.
It's Jay.
Oh, Jay, he's already here. Jay, you're early. Thanks for calling in.
You said 1:15, right?
1:15, 1:17, whatever. The game must be over. Give us an update of where you're at. This is Jay Gonzalez. He's the media director?
Relations director. On Sugar Skulls.
Okay, great title. Just real quick, you're at the UA women's basketball game. What happened?
They won big. They put 100 on the board. 151.
Wow. 100. What? That rarely happens.
Yes.
So they're doing very well. What, 7-1 now?
I think so. I think they're doing really well. Looks like they got a pretty good team.
Okay, great. We have you here because we're going to talk about the Sugar Skulls. You're pretty busy with these guys. Your roster is expanding almost daily.
It is. We're signing players. We're trying to, get a lot of things going. We're trying to get to 40 players to go into camp with in February. During the season we'll be at 25 with 21 active during games. But, you start camp with some extra guys and see who's there so you can make the team.
So you're halfway there in terms of roster spots?
Pretty much, yeah. We're still looking around. There's a lot of moving around going on throughout the league. Players, move around quite a bit in the leagues during the off season. So, just kind of players waiting to see who's going where and you kind of find out as you go along. I think we'll start to see a lot more activity as we get into December and January.
You released something this morning with your roster. A local kid made good in that workout that was maybe 2-3 weeks ago. Did you go to that workout?
I was there and I saw him and
yeah.
he stood out. He definitely stood out. I could tell that our coaches were interested in him right away and they, they were looking hard, and he made an impression. And so we went after him, and he signed. So we're very happy to have him.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, can you tell even yourself this guy might have it or not have it?
He was different. He was different. His body shape was a little different. He was, he was quick on his feet. You could just tell he was a player who had, he had been playing around, and he'd been at East Tennessee State, and he played at Pima, and you could just tell he was a little bit above some of the other guys, and there were some good players out there.
Mm-hmm.
I stood by and watched some of the wide receiver group run 40s, and there were some guys running 4.5s and 4.4s, so there were some good athletes out there, but I watched him on the line, and you could tell that he was a little bit above the rest of the guys that were there, so I wasn't surprised when we signed him.
Do you guys anticipate doing another one of those before we start again?
I don't think there'll be another one. You know, they looked at a lot of guys where our coaches are getting a lot of film of players, and it's kind of open. You know, players can send their information to an email address we have called at scouting@TucsonSugarSkulls.com, and our coaches will take a look at any film and take a look at backgrounds of players, and you know, if they're interested, they'll give you a call. So we kind of open it up and let people make their contacts with the coaches, and they do the best they can. But we get a lot of people sending in information. There's a lot of people who want to play football, and yeah. And there's a lot of interest in the Sugar Skulls because we're in an area that, you know, we haven't been around. So people are looking to be in Tucson and play in Tucson. So there's been a lot of response. Our coaches are getting flooded with people who want them to take a look at their stuff.
So are they going out to, let's say, Phoenix or Albuquerque or Denver or whatever to check?
Well, they visit and you know, when they can, as they travel and that type of thing. There's sort of some recruiting going on, mm-hmm. but it's more of, you know, players contacting our coaches, and you know, our coaches, they've been around, they've been in the league, they know where players are. They're looking for players and contacting players that we're interested in. And so it's a little bit of both. You know, they contact us, but we know who the players are. Our coaches know who the players are. They've been in the league, and they've been in indoor football for a while, and they kind of look around. So it's a little bit of both.
Yeah. Let's go to break here, and we'll come back on the other side, talk more about the Sugar Skulls.
If your health care has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, you have options. Solidarity Health Share could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to unburden yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Solidarity Health Share. Be in control, honor your faith, exercise your morals and values in health care. Solidarity Health Share offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your doctors and you choose your hospitals. Solidarity HealthShare members are exempt from the Affordable Care Act and the mandates that conflict with your Catholic belief. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Solidarity HealthShare today at 844-313-4999 or visit their website at solidarityhealthshare.org. That's solidarityhealthshare.org. Solidarity HealthShare, healthcare for the common good.
This is Chandler with Mission Heating and Cooling. Our mission is to offer quality HVAC systems, provide excellent customer service at an affordable price. We can save you one-third of the cost of a normal system because we get our products direct from the distributor. We will make sure your HVAC system is properly installed and maintained. We also offer free estimates, free diagnostics, and no trip charge. Call Mission Heating and Cooling today at 822-8499 or online at arizonamission.com, 822-8499.
From Goodwill of Southern Arizona, we want to say thank you for your continued generosity throughout the year. When you donate, whether it's a bag of clothing or a cash gift, you create education and job opportunities for thousands in our community through Goodwill's 5 youth programs, 5 adult programs, and full-time employment. Visit goodwillsouthernaz.org/donate to make a monetary gift eligible for a tax credit or to find a donation center near you. Thank you, and happy holidays from Goodwill.
This is Chef Michael Elefante, and I have an idea for your business. Take your client to lunch, at Mama Luisa's, of course. They'll be impressed by our pasta bar, cooked to their preference, right in front of them. Or try our famous Joe special, with hot pepper seeds, garlic and oil, and topped with cheese and baked to perfection. You'll get their business and some great food. Mama Luisa's.
Since 1956, Mama Luisa's has thrilled your palate with great Italian food. And we cater. 2041 South Craycroft, 790-4702.
Ah, the sounds of autumn. A babbling brook. Birds chirping. A cool fall wind. A gentle rain.
What? I can't stand this. I hate that sound. I hate when my car won't start. I don't want to live.
Don't let that sound ruin your fall season. Take your car to Ramsauer's Automotive on the corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge or at ramsauersauto.com.
Trusted local news and talk. AM 1030 KBOI. We have our eye on business.
Welcome back to Eye on the Ball. I'm on the phone with Jay Gonzalez, the media director of the Tucson Sugar Skulls. You guys must be very, very busy right now. About a month ago, we had Mike Vader and Coach Guy on, and they were kind of just talking about how busy it was. But now as you get closer and closer, it must be going crazy.
There's a lot going on. You know, we're trying to sell tickets. We're trying to sell sponsorships. We're trying to get people interested in this. We're trying to get players. Getting organized, you know, we're starting from scratch. Everything from, you know, getting equipment and getting the field set up and everything. And we're starting at the very beginning. So, you know, there's nothing that's already been done. Everything's brand new for us. So, yeah, there's a lot going on right now.
You've been in the business, in the media business for a long time. Anything that has surprised you to this point in terms of starting, getting things to start up? And this is a startup pretty much.
It is a startup, but you know, it's in the end though, it's basic. You do what you need to do. You make your contacts with the news media. You make your contacts with the fans. For me, I've been in the media for a long time, but this is the first time I've been in a position like this where social media is such a big part of it. And it's having to think along those lines as well, that you don't just put out a news release when you sign some players. Now you got to go on social media and you got to create graphics and those types of things to get interest. So it's a lot different. It seems like there's a lot more to do, and it's really exciting. I'm having a great time. This is a lot of fun. It's exciting to have a team in Tucson. It's our team. It's our community's team, and there's a lot of interest in it. So it's been really busy. Everywhere I go, people are asking me, what are you guys doing? When are you going to have gear, and when are you going to have jerseys, and what are they going to look like, and all those kinds of things. So it's been really interesting to see how this thing has developed and how it continues to develop. But yeah, we're extremely busy. The season's coming up on us, and it's going to be here pretty quickly.
It's funny because the biggest question I get, at least from people who know me, says gear. They talk about gear. In fact, somebody in house here at the radio station wants to know how they can get some hats and some merchandise, things like that. And everything's already ready to roll for you guys, right?
Right. We've started selling T-shirts and caps and those types of things on our website. You can go to TucsonSugarSkulls.com. We have a team store, and we're going to be getting more and more stuff in. We've actually put the word out on social media, telling people, tell us what you want. People have requested bobbleheads, and they want jerseys, and they want stickers, and they want helmets, and they want rally towels. And, you know, we're working on getting all that put together, and we're building an inventory of the types of things that we want. But we also want to make sure that we do this in a smart way. And, you know, because one person says they want this one thing, you know, how many people are going to buy that? So you need to make sure you're doing the right things. But, you know, people can already go to our store and they can start buying T-shirts. We got, you know, different colors. We got different colored caps and different types of caps and those types of things. And, you know, we'll get the uniform finalized and we'll start selling jerseys and everything else that we can. Our group has experience with this. Our owner, Kevin Guy, and his wife, Kathy, they've been in this business for a long time. Mike Fader's been in the running sports teams for a long time, so they know how to do this. And so everything is calculated, and we're making sure that we do things right. We are a new organization. We do have to watch our finances and those types of things, but you know, we're backed, you know, very strongly by our ownership group, and we think we're going to be successful. But you got to make sure you're doing the right things.
You've been in town for a long time. Obviously, you're born and raised here, I think.
I was.
How do you think Tucson's going to bring these guys on or welcome them?
I'd like to think that we're going to do very well. There's a lot of things in play here. First of all, we've got a front office staff that's really familiar with Tucson. Mike has been here 30-some years. I've been here my entire life, and I've been involved in the news media since 1979. I mean, I've been around for a long time. Rob Gallo, our sales director, he's been here for a long time, been involved in radio and those types of things. So we've got an organization that knows Tucson pretty well, and I get a sense that there's going to be a lot of interest. People love football here. Even though you see attendance going down at college games and stuff like that, you know, arena football is a different thing, and it's a big event, it's a big party, and like I said earlier, this is Tucson's team. We're not anybody's minor league team. This is our team. We're running the show here. We're doing things that we think Tucson is interested in. The Sugar Skulls name is a big piece of that.
Yeah.
We went after something that was meaningful here, and that's not to say that other teams have, you know, the old Tucson Toros and those types of things, but I think we've got a real strong understanding of the community, and then the fact that it's professional football. It's a little different. You know, going to a college game and going to a professional game are two different things. If you've ever been to a Cardinals game or a Raiders game or a Rams game, those things are way different than going to an Arizona Wildcats game or an ASU game. It's a different mentality, a different attitude. We're going to create a different atmosphere. We want to have a big party every time we're home. We want people coming out to tailgate. We want them to go to the restaurants downtown and do some things and get ready for the games. And the event itself, it's going to be just that, an event. So I think we're going to draw some people, and it's up to us to make sure that it's fun, it's interesting, people have a great time. And I think once we do that and they see what the product looks like, I think we'll get a strong following. You know, the arena holds 6,700 people. That's not a big place to fill up. It's not the 20,000 seat arenas that some of these teams play in. You know, we've got a nice cozy arena where you fill it up and it's going to be a lot of fun and it's going to be loud.
Right, right. You've been, like I say, you grew up here, you've been around a long time. I think the downtown area, now that it looks like it does, the Roadrunners have found some success downtown, and you guys will too. That helped.
Right. Right. That was a big piece of it. The city and Rio Nuevo wanted another pro team downtown. They went after this. So that's a big deal to get people to come downtown. And, I think that's something that's going to really help sell this, that people can go downtown. And if we have a 3 o'clock game on a Sunday, you can go over there and have some lunch and then go to the game, or a 6 o'clock game on a Saturday, go before the game and have some dinner, go to the game, or go to the game and go somewhere after the game, and you can be downtown walking around, and there's going to be a lot of stuff going on. So this is a big part of it. It's just a continuation of all the things that are going on down there. And I think people underestimate how important it is to have these kinds of events downtown. The Roadrunners are doing well, and people like to go down there and, you know, go catch a game and do some of the other things that are there. And there's going to be some people who are going to be going down there for the first time and wonder, when did this happen?
Right. You're right. Because there's a lot of things going on.
Exactly. And there's so much going on down there. You know, you can walk downtown and just walk around on a Thursday night at 8 o'clock at night and there's stuff happening.
Right.
And
no.
That hasn't been the case for a while.
It hasn't been in my time. Now, recent time, it's been great. Yeah. Hey, Jay, thanks for calling in and joining us. We'll have you again. Real quick, the website, the most crucial website for fans to go get tickets or whatever.
TucsonSugarSkulls.com. Everything is there. You can buy tickets. You can get gear. You can see the schedule. We're starting to populate it with our players. You can see who the coaches are. Everything is there. TucsonSugarSkulls.com.
Okay, great, Jay. Thanks for coming on.
Steve, thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Well, we'll be right back after this break on KVOI, Trusted Local News and Talk.
What does it mean to own a Lexus? It means you'll never be without one. If yours is in for service, we give you a complimentary loaner Lexus. Not a ride in a shuttle van or a seat on the couch. Another Lexus, till yours is ready. It means the highest level of luxury, technology, performance, and dependability. But don't take our word for it. Ask a Lexus owner. You know, the one with a perpetual smile on their face. Lexus of Tucson. At Speedway in Columbus, in the Auto Mall, or LexusofTucson.com.
Hey, it's Mark Irvin hanging out here with my pal Ollie Farhang. Ollie, got one question for you. What time is it?
Woo! It's game time, Arizona, on December 29th at Arizona Stadium. New Year's Eve comes early every year in Tucson with the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. You gotta be there.
So I know if people want more information and they're tired of listening to us babble, but where would they get that?
You run to NovaArizonaBowl.com.
Thanks a lot, Ollie and Mark. We'll see everyone at the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. This is Ken Flower, an Arizona Party Rental production.
Where you bank really does matter. Hughes Federal Credit Union is proud to be recognized as the number one credit union across all of Arizona by Forbes. This national recognition highlights our commitment to high-quality products and services, our customer service, digital services, and financial advice. At Hughes Federal Credit Union, we offer higher savings rates, lower fees, and many free services. Make the switch. Join Hughes today. Visit HughesFCU.org/bestcreditunion. Certain restrictions apply, insured by NCUA.
My name is Bobby. I'm a veteran and lost my leg to a roadside bomb. My victory was going from a wheelchair to becoming a weightlifting champion.
I'm Sam. I'm a veteran. My victory was finding a career I can be proud of and supporting my family.
America's veterans are on their most important tour, the tour of their lives.
I'm a veteran. My victory was going from homeless to home.
At DAV, we're on a mission to help veterans get the benefits they've earned.
I'm a veteran, and my victory was finishing my education.
DAV offers veterans of all generations a lifetime of support for victories great and small.
My victory was proving that disability is not a limitation.
My victory was getting my service dog and new best friend.
We help more than a million veterans every year as they face and conquer their challenges.
My victory is being able to be there for my family.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Reliable and timely financial information from Bloomberg Radio Network. 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. on KVOI AM 1030. Trusted local news and talk. Tucson's diversity is celebrated in Mark Bishop's Morning Affair from 10 a.m. to noon on KVOI AM 1030, trusted local news and talk.
Trusted local news and talk, AM 1030, KVOI. We have our eye on entertainment.
Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball. I'm Steve Rivera here on KVOI 1030 AM. I think we're going to be getting a call from Mike Bibby here any moment. We were on the phone with him just about a couple minutes ago. Good interview with Jay Gonzalez. I know you're pretty excited, Bob, aren't you, about those sugar skulls?
You know, my daughter, as I mentioned, has been wanting to go to a hockey game, and I think she just really likes the intimacy of, you know, that gathering. She's a girl, you know, she likes dresses and stuff and likes going to the Disney ice things. But man, when it comes to action, she just loves that. So I think she's going to eat up the sugar skulls as I am, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you go to the hockey games? I'm not a hockey guy, but I'm going to have the Roadrunners on here pretty soon. So they can let me know or enlighten me about what's really going on there.
I'm not a big hockey guy. I wouldn't be able to tell you one thing from the other, but it's just always been exciting. I went when I was a young man, a friend of mine, and when we were in our 20s, wanted to go and drink these big, horrible cups of Schlitz or whatever they had that sounded like the word Schlitz. And, you know, that was 30 years ago, whatever, 35 years ago, back in the day. But I just have great memories of just the fun, you know.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's a lot of fun, especially when you go to watch a hockey game and everyone talks about the fights or whatever. I don't know. We got a call? It's Mike on the line?
Yes.
Mike, how are you, Mike?
Good, how are you doing?
Good to hear from you, Mike Bibby, one of my favorite players. You know that. I think a lot of people know that. Thanks for being on the show.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Hey, does it seem like it's been 21 years or so that you've been gone from this place?
Yep.
How so?
It seems like a long time. The kids getting old. You know, my son is 21 now, so yeah. You know, my girls are getting older too, so
right.
It definitely feels like it.
Right. How is coaching high school? You're very good at it. You've won a few championships.
It's good. You know, I like to teach. I like to coach. You know, I mean, I think that's my calling, you know, after my days of playing, and you know, I like to coach.
Do you think you're going to stick around the high school level for a while, and then maybe move up, or do you want to move up?
I want to move up now, so I mean, either college or the NBA route. Hopefully, is my next goal. So
I'm sure you've already started to work on kind of developing relationships with those groups.
Yeah, I've always had relationships with people and stuff. You know, it's just a matter of when it's going to happen, or, you know, you just got to, you know, in the right time, I guess. You know, you coach to your 80 if you need to. So, I mean, I got time, but, you know, I'd rather it now than later.
Right. Let's talk about a lot of different things. When you played here, your sophomore year and your freshman year, obviously your freshman year was a magical time. What was your maybe one or two great moments? Maybe that Kansas game, being at the line, hitting the free throws. Can you remember some of those two big moments?
You know, just being there. You know, that was one of the big, and play for a Hall of Fame coach like Lute Olson. You know, it was always, you know, it was always a dream of mine to get a scholarship and go play basketball somewhere, you know, and succeed. And, you know, I think being at U of A and with my teammates that I had put me in the best situation that I could be in. And just being in the championship game, I think, is probably one of the best ones because no one really gave us a chance. No one really thought we'd even be there. And it's just good to have a chance to win that.
Yeah, and you guys obviously did. The Kansas game, well, the first game, the South Alabama game, you guys almost lost that game and came back and had to win.
We struggled. I mean, I think it was the first two games we were kind of struggling, but we had a meeting. And I remember Coach Olson telling me, you know, be more aggressive and stuff like that. So, you know, I think that kind of opened the door for me to, you know, kind of loosen up and not have to worry about, you know, fitting in and, you know, just playing basketball.
Right, right. And then you guys came up against Kansas and beat the number one team in the country at the time.
Yeah, well, it was good. It was good. I had a great time with those guys and just playing. And like I said, I don't think we had the superstars like these other teams had, but, you know, I mean, I think we gelled well together, and, you know, our main goal was winning.
Well, the superstars came a year later when you were Mike Bibby and Miles Simon and Dickerson and all the guys, because you guys were the number one team. Then you guys were the target.
Yeah, I mean, it was tough. It was tough going against Utah. They had a good game plan against us, and, you know, I mean, we didn't hit shots, I don't think, and they had a good game. You know, like I said, it's got to get hot at the right time.
Right, right. How fun was it playing with Mike D and the backcourt with JT and you and Simon?
It was good. You know, like I said, everybody, you know, it's like we've been there, like I had been there, you know, for a long time. And, I mean, just everybody gelled. And like I said, everybody's main goal was to win. Arizona was a winning program. Coach, like I said, Coach Olson is a Hall of Fame coach. And just to be there and let him play to our strengths, I think really, really put us over the top.
Yeah, yeah. You still don't want to give me one of your best moments down here? Best games?
Best games? I could remember Stanford, I think it was my sophomore year at Stanford. I think if I remember, I got hot. You know, I remember the crowd talking trash to me because I had just had my son. And
oh, I remember that.
It was a lot of trash talking, you know, it kind of got me riled up. And, you know, I think I got hot. I don't remember how much points I scored, but I remember, you know, hitting some shots and dunking twice. And so, you know, so, I mean, they kind of got me going.
Yeah, no, and that was a crazy place to go play at.
Yeah, it was good. It was fun. You know, I mean, the floor, I don't know if the rims were lower, the floor was more bouncy. They all said the ground, the bounce, it was bouncy. So I remember getting two dunks there, so that was good.
Probably your only two.
No, they used to throw lobs to me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right. You were Mike D.
I used to come off the 1-4 high and throw a lob.
Yeah, yeah. See, I'm getting...
I had two dunks in Maui. I forget who we were playing, though. I had two dunks in Maui. I had two dunks at Stanford. I think I had two. I think I had more than two more than two in one game.
Well,
remember, it was a long time ago.
Yeah, see, you're aging yourself. You're only, what, 42-ish, 43-ish?
No, I'm 40.
Oh, 40.
Just turned 40 in May, yeah.
You're a young man. You're a young man. See, tell me about your pro career. How would you consider your pro career?
I think I did good.
You did well.
Like I said, I'm happy with it. You know, I mean, I wish we could have got a championship. But met a lot of good guys, played for a lot of good coaches. And, you know, like I said, it was my dream to play there. I fulfilled my dream.
Yeah. Great run with Sacramento in that playoffs against the Lakers, wasn't it? You were huge games, huge games.
Yeah, it was good. It was always good to go play in L.A. because they would get on me big time. So it was good to play against there. And so, I mean, it was just fun all the way around.
Who was the best guy you played with or just the one you enjoyed the most? And who was the guy you wish you would have played with?
I enjoyed a lot of guys. You know, I played with a lot of good guys, and probably the guy that taught me from just being in the league and being in Vancouver and losing and coming to Sacramento, as far as being light on your feet, light on your toes, and just having fun, you know, Vlade Divac.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's just like he was the same person, whether he scored 2 points or scored 30 points. And I mean, he kept the locker room fun. And I mean, just that's what I remember most, is having fun. You're with these guys a lot. And, you know, when I got traded to Atlanta, I kind of took the Vlade role over there. And there was a lot of younger guys when I got there. And just to try to have fun, make everything fun. Because, you know, you're with each other 9 months.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, trying to try to help, you know, winning. You know, it's one game. If you lose one game, go get the next one. You know, instead of having, before I got there, it hadn't hit the playoffs for 10 years in Atlanta. And, I mean, our record was like 45 and 47 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we were the last seed. We took the Celtics all the way to the seventh game, and I think they won the championship that year. But it was just my thing was just to, you know, kind of get them guys going and have fun. You know, we went out to eat a lot, you know, when we get on the road, and I don't know if they did that before I got there, but I just try to get everybody, you know, make up little games that we play on the court and shoot around and stuff like this. Have fun.
Yeah, yeah. What about your guy, Josh Pastner? What a career you've helped him with.
No, it was good big time when I got there. You know, when I got there, that's when I really started working on my game and getting extra shots. And
yeah.
You know, I never really shot like that going there, but I think it helped me out a lot big time.
And you still do. I mean, you're 40 years old. I see your Instagram. You're all over Instagram, and you're shooting like crazy because you're still playing in that summer league.
Yeah, playing that. You know, I'm playing little leagues out here as well, you know, like a little lifetime league I play in. And I got to be able to get out there on the court, and when the son gets back and when all these kids, you know, and think that you can't play anymore and think that you're old, and you got to get out there and show them that you still got a little bit left.
Oh, you got a lot left. Are you going to continue with the Big Three?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So how fun is that with you? Because you got a lot of the older guys. You're probably one of the younger guys.
No, I'm one of the older guys.
Are you?
I mean, there's a few over there, like Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, he's 50. Kendall Gill was 50, but... I'm one of the older guys in that league. It's good. It's good to get good camaraderie with all the guys. All the guys, we respect each other. So, you know, we have fun. I go out to dinner and stuff like that. And, you know, when it comes to game time, it's competitive. You know, the crowds have been great. You know, I mean, you can fill up arenas, NBA arenas. So, I mean, it's good. It's a good thing that Ice Cube put on.
And I know you're a heck of a competitor. You must like it because you continue to be competitive in that big stage.
It always is. You know, I mean, I just like to go out there and, you know, I mean, it's just like what we do. You know, even though we're older, you know, we're moving at our own pace, but, you know, some of the guys still got it.
Yeah, yeah. And the one thing that you put on Instagram is that body of yours. You're a weightlifter now. You're a big dude.
No, I mean, I've always loved to lift weights. You know, I mean, just a little bit, switch up with the diet and stuff like that. So,
yeah,
a lot more protein.
Did you get a lot of response from your photo when you put it up? I guess people hadn't seen you in a while. I had seen you, so I knew you were on the bigger side. And people were saying, "Where did this come from?"
I've been like that for like 5 years now. So I mean, I don't know what. I mean, I just got the Instagram and just putting it on there. So that's why.
I'm
not really a social media guy, but put it on there. But I've been this big for years now. So.
Yeah, yeah. Just maybe a couple quick more questions. How was it, and you talked about Lute earlier, how was it playing for Lute, the Hall of Famer?
It was great. Like I said, I think he got me to where I needed to be. You know, he let us play our game and let us play to our strengths. You get a lot of coaches that, you know, will tell you not to shoot or tell you not to do this and that. And, you know, it kind of hampers kids' game. And I think that's why we were so successful. He just let us play our game. You know, we were athletic. We ran. And, you know, we got up and down the court, and I mean, he let us play.
And it was a lot of fun, probably.
Yeah, it was definitely a lot of fun.
Yeah, especially because you guys won a lot and all that. Hey, and maybe finally, I saw you had a game with Mannion, the opponent. That was a heck of a good game. What do you see in him?
He's tough. You know, I mean, he plays the game the right way. You know, he lets the game come to him. And, you know, I mean, that's big time. You don't get a lot of kids that do that. You know what I mean? He's like kind of, like I said, a throwback player to where, you know, he lets the game come to him. I mean, he's a hell of a shooter. He's athletic. He's crazy athletic. And, I mean, I think he's going to do great there.
Yeah. Does he remind you of you a little?
I only remember my high school days. But that's even further back. But, I mean, I don't know.
Because he controls the pace. It looks like he can control the pace, kind of lead the team and all that.
I mean, it was two different kinds. I mean, it was what I remember. We used to play like Loyal Marymount, when they had Hank Gathers and Bo Kimble. So I was getting up a lot more shots than I think he probably was. So, I mean, he's doing great though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Mike, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it very much.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Good to talk to you. Thanks again.
All right.
Well, that's Mike Bibby. I always enjoy talking to Mike Bibby, one of the great guys and one of the great players to come through the program. I think we're going to go to break real quick, and we'll talk to you on the other side. Thanks a bunch.
A free oil change?
That's right, a free oil change now through Christmas at Breathe Easy Automotive. We're confident that once you've experienced the Breathe Easy difference, you'll trust us with all of your auto repair needs. That's why we're offering you a free oil change. So check us out. Simply visit our website at breatheeasyauto.com, click on our specials page for offer details, and then make an appointment. Print the coupon and enjoy a free oil change and multi-point inspection on the house. Our gift to you. It's that easy.
Hi, I'm Josh Ewing.
And I'm Matt Ewing.
We're the owners of Gibson's Office Solutions,
your number one source for all things office.
As business owners, we know buying local will continue to help us build a strong local economy and give our families a brighter tomorrow.
Let Gibson's Office Solutions supply you with everything for your office. With national buying power, we can provide you with competitive pricing and a local service you can depend on.
Check us out at gibsonsaz.com or give us a call at 622-6738.
Think local and buy local at Gibson's Office Solutions.
Where you bank really does matter. Hughes Federal Credit Union is proud to be recognized as the number one credit union across all of Arizona by Forbes. This national recognition highlights our commitment to high-quality products and services, our customer service, digital services, and financial advice. At Hughes Federal Credit Union, we offer higher savings rates, lower fees, and many free services. Make the switch. Join Hughes today. Visit HughesFCU.org/bestcreditunion. Certain restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA.
Hey, it's Mark Irvin hanging out here with my pal, Ali Farhang. Ali, got one question for you. What time is it?
Woo! It's game time, Arizona, on December 29th at Arizona Stadium. New Year's Eve comes early every year in Tucson with the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. You gotta be there.
So I know if people want more information and they're tired of listening to us babble, where would they get that?
You run to NovaArizonaBowl.com.
Thanks a lot, Ali and Mark. We'll see everyone at the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. This is Ken Flower, an Arizona Party Rental production.
Driving means
freedom,
exploration,
fun,
pride,
flexibility,
travel,
protection,
ability,
friendship,
escape, independence.
Distracted driving means
danger,
recklessness,
irresponsible,
chaos,
police,
devastation,
injury,
tears,
death.
Safe driving means staying alert and staying alive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Thursday for a newsmaker interview with Dr. Robert Robbins. Dr. Robbins is the president of the University of Arizona, plus the ATC production of The Music Man comes to town. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk. Anywhere in the world, live listening, BuckmasterShow.com.
Trusted local news and talk. AM 1030 KVOI. We have our eye on news.
Welcome back to Eye on the Ball. I'm Steve Rivera. This is 1030 KVOI, Trusted News and Talk. Hey, how was that? Did you like Mike Bibby?
I was thinking when he picked up, he just kind of, hey, how's it going, man? You know, I'm like, I got the wrong phone number here.
That's exactly who he is.
Excited to have you on the show.
Very
cool, man.
Very subdued. You should have seen when we tried to cover him when he was a freshman and sophomore. He rarely said anything. Very difficult. But luckily for me, we became friends his sophomore year. Not to the extent of friends, you know, reporter player, but he trusted me, so he talked to me, and then as he got older, you know, he matured and all that stuff, and I followed his career, and he's become a good friend. I like to consider him a friend, and he's out there.
He's kind of in an elite. I was looking on his website. He's kind of in an elite group. He's part of that Jordan
brand. Yeah,
he's Michael Jordan.
He's a shoe guy.
Is that what that is?
He has like a closet or two full of cool shoes, cool tennis shoes. I should hit him up for some shoes, except that I don't wear those shoes anymore. So, but he has some cool stuff.
Just stuff he's worn, there's shoes
in closets of stuff. He has a lot of stuff.
I'd like to see those right there. Yeah, super duper.
Well,
ones.
People in the air they can't see that stuff, but go to his website, MikeBibby.com, correct?
Well, yeah, and I'm saying, you know, that's really cool there, but, you know, I say that on the radio, but and I bet some of these are like super duper made just for mm-hmm, him. Mm-hmm. You never.
Yeah,
can get them anyway.
Yeah, right.
What would
right.
I do with tennis shoes?
Yeah, you can't jump. What's that saying? White man can't jump.
If they
old
make
man,
like
can't.
Air Jordan cowboy boots,
I'd
be all over.
No wonder
it.
You play that country music a little bit more. I think you know. Who's your boss?
You're the one that added that to the list.
No,
there. Yeah, better man. Remember when the first time I played that, you said no. I told Jerry that. I was like, all right.
I don't know about that.
You don't remember that?
I don't remember that.
Well, see, you are getting old.
It's funny because he's 40 and he talks about, I can't remember 20 years ago. What he's doing is he's not telling you the truth. He probably knows it all very well.
I was waiting. You normally, go ahead.
It was some of the best times in U of A history in basketball.
Absolutely.
You know, how do you forget those moments? I remember those moments because I was there writing about it.
And you say, so does it seem like that long ago? And you're waiting for him to go, no, time just flies. You go, yeah, it seems like a long time. I was like, thanks, Mike. I feel really old.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, 20 years ago. But, you know, honestly, what a great run by him and Miles and JT and Mike Dickerson. And now you can look back at that team and how good it was. Small, but very good and very fast. And one of the reasons it was very good and very fast is Lute let him play very good and very fast.
Yeah, I wonder under a different coach if how much his life would be different now. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I know exactly what you mean because it happens. I think that Sean, right now with the team that he has, he's loosening it up a little more and he's, allowing them to play a little bit more and being less constraint-like, if that's the right word. He's letting them play more and they're scoring more points, having more fun, if that's true or the case. But you can see it. I know that they're playing together more than they had been in the past.
I think the more you can cut the players loose like that, a lot of people can rise to the occasion. They either, you know, sink or swim, so to speak, if I want to use an old water analogy. So how many years was he with the Kings?
He was with the Kings. He was Vancouver. Him and he and Mike Dickerson played a little in Vancouver. In 1998, the draft was in Vancouver. Mm. He was going to be the number one pick overall that summer. I remember because I went out to Vancouver with him on the draft night.
Huh.
There was a kid by Olukandi. He played at, Pacific. Yeah. 6'7", big guy.
Yeah.
And I wrote a column that if Vancouver blows, or if, who would they play? The Clippers. If the Clippers blow this and don't take Bibby, it'll be bad. Well, guess what they did? They didn't take Bibby. They took Olukandi, and it was bad. They suffered for whatever. But they say, as the old saying is, you can't teach height. In basketball, you can't teach height. However, if you have a pretty good small player or shorter player, guess what you do? You take that guy because he's a better guy. It didn't make any sense at the time. I remember writing that column like it was yesterday. In fact, I have it saved in my room.
Really?
It's up on my wall. And they did that. They went with Olukandi and Bibby went to Vancouver and played there, struggled because they were just an expansion team at the time. And eventually Michael Dickerson was up there as well. And, they struggled. They eventually made it to Sacramento. And, during his time in Sacramento, those guys were very good, except that the Lakers were very good too.
So of course you didn't. I wouldn't ask Mike this, but as a pro player then going to high school, how do you nudge your way into pro, like, or college assistant to coach? Or,
to coach, that's
a big jump.
You do what you do, but the thing is, and then it was probably, I don't know if a naive question from me, because obviously he has connections. There's no question about
right.
that. His best, one of his best friends is Josh Pastner, who's the coach at, Georgia Tech. His friends, you know, he has connections much more extensive than mine. Damon, but I think you'll probably end up going the same way Damon Stoudemire went, become an assistant under someone he knows.
Right.
Become assistant, sit two or three seats away from the from the boss,
learn
for a year or two, and then kind of be able to take over a program. I don't know what level it would be at, but it would probably be at a mid-major, something like that. Someone to take a chance on him.
And that's how Josh started. I mean, how many years was he?
Josh was an assistant for about 10 years, maybe less than that, before he became a head coach. Under Lute, he was a head coach, assistant for a number of years, obviously, and then went to Calipari and was under him for about 4 or 5 years before he got the job in Memphis.
I don't remember. Kerr kind of jumped right.
Well, there are exceptions, but let me tell you why. Kerr is a brilliant guy. He's one of the smartest guys I know.
Really?
But he went into broadcasting and became well known in broadcasting. Very good. Obviously, he played for a number of years, won a number of championships.
Yeah.
With Michael Jordan and San Antonio. And then became broadcaster, very knowledgeable, smart, clever, bad broadcaster. And those guys are thought of highly. Maybe eventually someone will listen to this.
They can think.
And think, yeah.
Real quick.
Maybe they'll listen to this and maybe I'll get a job from this. Who knows?
There you go.
So he became that guy and a smart guy. So Sarver, at Phoenix, the owner of the Suns, brought him in to be the GM of the Suns.
And I forgot all about
that. So he had done that for a number of years, brought in Shaq. His time there wasn't that great because the Suns weren't that great. So he came back, he left them, and then he came back to broadcasting. And then the opportunity with the Golden State Warriors came about. And it was just perfect timing for Steve. Perfect temperament for the job.
Yep.
He's not a coach that gets on people. He understands the game. He understands the people, of the players of today. If you see him, in fact, 2 or 3 years ago, I think it was, when Golden State hadn't won their first title, and he was laughing and smiling on the sidelines. When do you see a coach ever laugh and smile on the sidelines? You never
in
do.
In the summer?
correct, in the summer, when they're not working.
Yeah.
But I took note of that. I wrote a little thing about it, and I said, when was the last time I saw a coach on the sidelines laugh and smile? And here we are in February, and Steve Kerr is living it up on the sideline, enjoying himself with his team, and they were playing hard for him.
Fantastic.
And this is 4 years later. They've got, what, three titles already and second in another one. And it's just because of how he coaches and who he is, I think. And obviously he has talent, but it's not always easy to coach a lot of talent, as we've seen last year here. You have egos, you have temperaments, you have me, all that stuff. It happens everywhere, and it happens at the top level, too.
I can. It's just great to see, you know, all of Olsen's little protégés.
Oh, there's a bunch of them.
Oh,
they're all over.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe I'll send my resume.
Well, all right, but before that, could we get Kerr on the show? Are you guys?
Oh, good luck with that. Maybe in the summer.
In the summer?
Maybe. I see him once or twice a year, and good luck with that.
Okay.
Hey, let's take a break here. We'll come back on the other side with Rich Tomey about 2:05. Thanks a bunch, everybody. You're listening to KBOI, Trusted Local News and Talk.